I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 874 and Senate Bill 3441. Lori, do you want to start us off by...
Pardon me? Yeah.
Okay. I'm informed that we have received some additional testimony from the AFL-CIO. It was discretionary on the part of the chair whether or not to have that distributed, and I have had it distributed. This raises some rather interesting questions quite late in the process, given that we're in work session now. However, it is discretionary on the part of the chair to invite any witnesses to come forward that would like to speak to this particular testimony, and I invite you to do so now.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Steve Lanning with the Oregon AFL-CIO. Our president, Tim Nesbitt, prepared this written testimony today, and he couldn't make it, so he asked me to come in and just briefly summarize it and hand it out. The Oregon AFL-CIO is opposed to House Bill 3441 and Senate Bill 874. And in the House and the Senate Business and Labor Committees, our president, Tim Nesbitt, summarized the following points, made the following points to those committees, and he asked me to come in here today as well. We believe that the UI fund should be used for transitional income assistance for laid-off workers seeking reemployment consistent with the primary purpose of the UI program rather than for subsidies for employers. Given the increasing number of plant closures and long-term layoffs around the state, a more compelling case can be made for using all available UI resources to address the needs of dislocated workers. Jobs Plus was designed for persons with few job skills and little work experience who need help in entering the workforce. The UI program exists to help workers with prior job experience transition to new or similar jobs suitable for their skills and consistent with their earning power. Jobs Plus will provide little or no help in transitioning skilled and experienced workers who have been laid off from family wage jobs to other family wage jobs in their communities. Point number two, the Jobs Plus program is not a proper use of UI funds under state and federal law. That's why the use of UI funds for Jobs Plus must be accomplished through a bookkeeping maneuver known as diversion. Point number three, the Jobs Plus program has not been cost effective. A recent study by the Oregon Employment Department found that UI claimants who participated in the Jobs Plus program had longer spells of unemployment during their claims, they were more likely to exhaust their claims, and were more likely to file new claims than non-Jobs Plus claimants. And I've included an excerpt from an evaluation of the Jobs Plus claimant reemployment program for your information. Point number four, as designed, the use of flat dollar subsidies, whether it's $6.50 or $5 an hour in the Jobs Plus program, provides greater incentives to low-wage employers. In fact, low-wage jobs predominate the Jobs Plus program. The state should not be providing subsidies for jobs that fail to pay a living wage. The Jobs Plus program will divert resources otherwise available for other UI benefits and beneficiaries. The Oregon Employment Department is not convinced that there will be any offsetting feedbacks to reduce the impact of Jobs Plus expenditures on the UI Trust Fund. As long as periods of Jobs Plus employment are not counted against a worker's UI entitlement, as it is proper, the diversion of funds to Jobs Plus that would otherwise flow to the UI Trust Fund will deplete the resources of the UI Trust Fund on a dollar-for-dollar basis. And finally, the cost of the program proposed in Senate Bill 874 could trigger increases in the UI tax rates paid by employers in future years, and by an overwhelming majority, Oregon employers do not support paying higher UI rates to support the Jobs Plus program. And I've included a copy of a survey to 1,030 employers conducted by the Oregon Employment Department for your information. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. Lanning?
Senator Yates.
Madam Chair, when you say the Job Plus program has not been cost effective, but we have received research information saying that 80% of participants approve of the program and will choose it again given the choice. So do you have statistics that can show us that says it's not effective?
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, it's a subject area where I don't usually work in it, and our president sent me in with this testimony. I'm sure he has lots of details on it, but I don't. I could find out for you and pass that information to you later on today, but I can't answer that question. Thanks.
Yes, we would appreciate that information, because on the one hand, it seems...
Senator, it seems
that the employees and the participants really believe it's cost effective. So we'd like to hear your research also.
Representative Ringo.
Thank you. Thanks for coming today, Mr. Lanning. We first heard the briefing on the Jobs Plus program, I think it must have been February. We were going over the employment department, and then we had additional testimony a week or two ago, and I'm just wondering, why are you so late in this process? You're the first negative voice that we've heard, and everything I've heard has been glowing, and I'm just wondering why you come so late to give us the...